welcome to the pregame show of the finale of the Unwitting Adventure.
Servants of Justice.
Unwitting.
Easy for you to say.
Servants of Justice.
Servants of Justice.
The Unwitting Servants of Justice.
Happily named about halfway through our campaign. You'll notice I just bumped the table and the mic didn't make any noise because with the new mic suspension system, we break...
Suspension system.
I couldn't think of a more complex name right off the top of my head, but it's hanging from the ceiling.
It's excellent.
With wire involved, clamps, cords.
A harness.
Layla's drinking two-fisted.
Wine and orange soda.
That's right. It's got to complement each other.
Orange soda.
Orange cream.
My point is, it's on the bottle.
Written right on the lid.
I read pictures. So, we've done, I think, probably at this point, I'm going to guess in the realm of about 15, maybe 20 adventures with
this
group.
About a year and a half we've been playing.
Yeah. That includes ones that Chris has GM'd, a few that I've GM'd, and then Layla and I did a few initially that weren't recorded as she was learning how to play. We did a few at PacificCon.
Yep, you and I.
We did a few at
KublaCon.
So actually, we're probably maybe in the ballpark of 25 or 30 at this point, probably 20 of which are recorded. And... you know, we introduced this whole group together. We all kind of got together. How did this group begin? I can't remember. Did we meet online or did we?
Dave posted looking for players.
Yeah,
I responded.
On the Fantasy Flight forums. That's right. And then, Nate, did you just respond as well?
I kind of found your post on Meetup.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. This is all Dave's fault.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's all my fault. Yeah, it actually was around March or April of 2011, and then you and I met at KublaCon for the first time that May.
That's right.
And sat along and got introduced to each other and talked about a game, putting the game together.
That's right. We were going to play a game with Michael Wilson that day.
Yep.
And I can't remember.
We
started playing.
Yeah,
it was this adventure that we started.
In the little pub
playing.
Area.
Mm-hmm.
There was four of us. There was the two teachers, or one's a teacher.
Michael Wilson and his pal, who's a... elementary school teacher, I think, or a design teacher or something like that.
Yeah, and then put the group together that summer, and we've been together ever since.
So we've played with this. Let's go over what adventures have we played. Let's do a little recap and get a little nostalgia trip on what goofy things have happened. Because
Blackfire Pass.
The very first adventure the group played was Blackfire Pass.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, Layla, you and I played... the introductory adventure, the name is escaping me now, from the rule book.
The mirror?
Day late and a dollar short, something like that.
No, the one actually from the rule book where you...
Or a shilling short or whatever.
There's an eye that you smell?
Yeah, the eye and the painting. Day's breaking out the rule book while we do this. And then we did a custom one before that, which involved the chaotic beaver and your backstory and leaving the Norska.
Ratcatcher's Tale.
No, that's a novel by, like, Gav Thorpe, I think.
I thought this one had four parts with the roleplay.
Did it? I think that was the example adventure.
Yeah, something like a little narrative.
Somebody will remind me.
Is that the same one where you go from one location to the other location? Like, one castle to another, or one...
With that one, that was the one where you were hired as a bag carrier, but with the... To go to a manor, and at that manor you were going to pretend to be a bag carrier, but actually you were going to be investigating the staff of that manor, because the new manor owner suspected that something was afoot.
Yeah, is that the same one that we were talking about, or is that the second one?
I just don't recall what the actual name of that adventure was now. And then we met up and we did Blackfire Pass, where we all kind of got introduced to each other. And the fun thing is, we actually at one point returned all the way back to there by doing the journey to Blackfire Pass, but the actual Blackfire Pass adventure.
Right.
Which was, all the names of the adventures are escaping me now. What's the formal one called from the Dwarf Supplement?
I'm trying to remember it.
I've got it right here, actually.
That's the Black
Parower of Thanes.
There you go.
Oh, there.
Because there was a Thane involved.
Mm-hmm. Or a Harrower of said Thane. So, Journey to Blackfire Pass, what do we remember from that adventure?
I remember knocking the snot out of a big orc.
You went on one to like a chieftain or a black orc.
It was like
or
a black orc, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Effectively a wussy chieftain, but I think I used the stats of a black orc for him.
I think Helga entertained the possibility of befriending an orc.
You wanted to talk to some goblins.
Why are we killing them?
Right.
Can I talk to this goblin?
Why, sure. Most of us are going to wait
here. Let me get his attention with my crossbow.
Yeah, you guys all said, sure. Meanwhile, Baerdin shot it. And then...
you guys.
That's diplomacy right there.
But then let's remember that later on, you guys fought off some other orcs, made it through the pass. Helga, you caught up with that hunter. And you, who had some information about your, you were chasing your dad.
That's L.
Oh. Am I missing that? Well, you still found a hunter in a
book. Because that's where you got your
book. Where you got your forbidden tomb.
That you took back to the dwarven king before insulting him mightily.
Oh, I remember that.
You got really, really drunk.
I enjoyed that adventure.
Let's not forget Dave forever cursed himself and spent all his money.
The dwarven gold that he stole?
Yeah, he stole it and squandered it on armor, which nearly drowned him at a later date.
Yeah. And that gold is now scattered throughout the empire.
That's right, he'll never get it back, so clearly his doom is forthcoming.
I don't remember that.
Oh, notice that's been erased on your character sheet, I see.
No gold.
So the next adventure that we did was one of the one-off ones, which was called Sweet Marrow. Grom, or Chris, you were not in this adventure, right. I believe. And this was one where you guys went out into the forest. You guys met up at a village, and turned out the village was a bunch of cannibals. And they attempted to eat you guys as you fought your way out of the manor.
Epically fought our way out of the manor.
That was, if I recall, Helga's first combat. Moment where she went like, yeah, because she survived all of Blackfire Pass without hurting anybody.
Right.
But she decided that she was cooped up, and you remember what happened down in the cellar where everybody was, there was all the meat cleavers and the...
Well, I think she went reckless, didn't she? And she just kind of hacked her way out of there.
Threw open the door and stabbed a couple of guys and stared down one woman and then burnt the place down.
That's how Helga rolls.
We wandered out of there at night.
Yep.
Found our way into the swamp, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Grom found your trail by passing the burnt down home. Caught up with you sometime later.
Yeah.
Then we went into the Witch's Song, which was one of our best adventures, I think, where you guys met up and you fought a river troll. Dave got his first mangled eye.
That's right.
Yeah, Dave. That was that whole adventure was the bane of Dave.
Wow. Yeah.
Chaos spawn.
Poor Thorn.
There was a chaos spawn that tore off his arm.
I picked up a trident.
You did your bog octopus trident.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to go all Pirates of the Caribbean with the powder keg on the big one,
which was excellent.
Dark elf. Yeah. Well, we collapsed a tunnel on the dark elves. Dave almost died.
Left
again.
Dave got died on the other sand. Side.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Rewind a minute. You guys first remember the whole essence of that adventure was to hunt down a witch.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got to the climactic moment of that adventure where the witch and the high elf, who was actually a dark elf posing as a high elf, were fighting and locked in combat. And you guys were forced to choose between who to attack. Do you believe the high elf, the dark elf posing as a high elf, or do you believe the witch, who's actually a good guy, but nobody really knows that yet because she's under the auspice of just being a witch and therefore bad?
We did the right thing. We killed the witch.
No questions asked. So you guys went in there, slew the witch. You allowed poor Saskia, the village healer, to drown in the quicksand. Actually, that was Dave's fault. He just didn't save her in time.
He was trying.
He was trying.
One arm.
And then went in himself.
Yeah.
So then the Dark Elf ship shows up, starts throwing fire, throwing crossbow bolts at you guys. Grom decides to attempt to... take out the high elf / dark elf assassin. Baerdin ends up slaying her with a bunch of crossbows right before you do. And what do you remember what you did after that?
Oh, absolutely. That was one of my favorite moments. Picked her up and used her as a human meat shield over my back as I ran away. letting her get pelted with arrow after arrow.
Meanwhile, Dave succumbed to a torrent of arrow fire and effectively died, or at least went unconscious,
right,
at the edge of the quicksand. And we gave him a couple rolls to attempt to get lucky and either survive in or out of the quicksand. He ended up surviving out of the quicksand, but all his equipment fell in. You guys woke up the next day. You crashed down the cave on them.
On the ship.
Uh-huh. You remember your little... you guys, after that crash, the beast woke up right outside, right?
Right, because we rolled like 3 chaos stars or something.
and you guys were... It was basically blocking you from leaving. And do you remember the plan you came up with to try and escape?
Tied a powder keg to the corpse of the Inquisitor and threw it out there, right?
And it grabbed it.
Yeah.
And then we lit it on fire and blew one of the tentacles off.
I think you used the pistol and one of the blessed shot and kind of... Blew it out of the air.
It didn't quite die, so I charged it and got knocked senseless and halfway across the swamp, and then you saved me.
I dragged you off back to
That's right, you did go unconscious there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I went in for my Slayer roll. I went in axe head in hand.
You guys took out 2 of its 6.
I hit like 16 points of damage or something.
And you got walloped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then shortly thereafter, you guys went back with Helga and rescued Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Met some dark elves, dealt with that, brought Dave home. Baradin was gifted with a pigeon.
Yeah. Von Shrapnel is his name.
Oh, he's been named. He's been named for the
last session.
Oh, that was that adventure?
Yeah, because the
Oh, okay, yeah, I remember now.
Do you guys remember now the altercation in the kitchen where all the zealots were cooking Von Stauffer's pigeons for food when you guys all returned and he went like ballistic and you ended up, Baradin, you ended up saving, you were the one who saved all the pigeons, even though you didn't want to save any of them. You inadvertently kind of saved his pigeons and talked them out of eating them.
Yeah, that's not the one we were in the house up the hill and the people from the...
No, this is back in the swamp.
He did that of his own accord or with Helga's pushing?
Everybody but Grom went into the kitchen there, and because Grom was more concerned with talking to the Inquisitor and the bookkeeper, but you guys were all kind of in a fist fight grabbing for Von Schnell, because Von Schnell was the one who was about to get cooked. And you guys were all doing this kind of like, you know, who's got the bottle, you know,
thing. We should have had pigeon pie.
Poor pigeon. Yeah.
Let's see. So following that...
just because you said it's chicken doesn't mean it.
It's a rat pie. That's what we're eating tonight.
Oh.
So then Chris, you volunteered to run Horror at Hugeldahl. So do you want to maybe run us through some highlights of that one?
Well, let's see. We had a fantastic encounter that I had to improv my way through as we went out to the farm. You guys were almost about to go pursuing off to the Beastmen, which was kind of a red herring. I had to like push that one off to the side.
That's right. They were like, you kept saying there's 40 of them.
Knock it off.
No problem. That sounds great. Let's find them.
We had a great encounter up on the top of the hill at the little Acropolis up there where you guys met the madman.
The crazy, yes.
The hint and the old prophecy in the stone. That was
the hint that made no sense to any of us.
Right, right. That was okay. It made sense in retrospect, right?
That was a pretty stretched... that one's a little thin, I thought.
Let's see.
You have to be some serious Warhammer
Dave,
lore.
Dave went to the bottom of the well and lost all his money out of his pocket.
Yes. That was a highlight, I thought.
That was fantastic.
I thought Thorin did a good job there, you know, just...
Well, I remember you went down there and you lost your money, so I had to go back in.
And then almost drown.
Yeah.
Right.
Then later on, we got in that fight with the agitator, and Layla, you and I decided to push him
into
there.
Into the well,
Didn't end up happening. And then later on, he came to try and murder us at night with his pals. And then you and I he broke his leg while jumping out the window. Yeah. And then we threw him in there.
Yeah, that's right. And later, when you returned to the bottom to find out what had happened or whatever, he wasn't there anymore.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. But that was a...
That began our long series of antagonists escaping. So then we had the circus that had come to town with all the plague bearers and the various minions of the northern plague master, and both of them managed to escape. So that was fun. Both
which end?
The Nurgle sorcerer.
Main guy did we kill?
Ever. Well, you guys killed the Harrower of Thanes, which is the next one. You guys killed the big dragon ogre.
Yep.
Okay. Yes.
You guys fought the beast in Witch's Song. You weren't meant to kill that thing, though.
No.
That thing was not there's no way you could, really. I mean, it's too big.
That would have taken, like, rallying the town and bringing a cannon or something.
And there haven't been a lot of, like, major wins, necessarily. No, there's just been some subtle diversions of narrow escapes.
And, you know, with the whole thing at Hugo Law, you guys basically foiled the plot. You just didn't, like, end those two people. So they escaped off into the woods to continue their nefarious plots and sort of left that hanging as an open thread.
So the next adventure was Harrower of Thanes, where everybody returned... to Karak Asgaraz and Ubersreich, and then went back down to Blackfyre Pass, which is where our adventure, our whole campaign kind of began. And there we got a chance to meet Stoneplaunch, who's my new favorite PC. we got to meet Theodosius von Tichtenhagen, who was a highlight for me, I think. That was
fantastic.
That was fun.
It's pretty fun.
We got to have Layla debate the logic of the penny tax. you guys slew a bunch of orcs, bandits, fought the dragon ogre, reclaimed a dwarven tomb.
Returned the weapon.
Returned the Cordon's hammer. Yeah, you got a big meaty dwarven party thrown in your honor when you returned.
Mm-hmm. Dave got thrown like a baseball. Against the wall.
That's right, you did. He even unconscious, it went down hard, didn't he? He was at like 20-something wounds, but just didn't have enough criticals to...
And I believe Baron got thrown over there right next to him eventually, but you survived and managed to shoot it later.
Yeah.
I remember Helga threw her spear and killed a goblin shaman with like one hit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Who was effectively the mini-boss, I guess you'd call it, or whatever. He was the instigator of all the issues that were happening. See, then Chris, you ran us the Mirror of Desire.
Yeah, that was definitely an interesting one that also left you guys maybe a little flat at the end, but we had lots of adventures in the city as you guys got, succumbed to a charm spell, essentially. And
Conrad became a rampant murderer.
Yeah. And Baron kind of just let it ride as long as they were going to get paid at the end.
Keeping the gold in mind.
But that went well. We had a nice...
With the poet singing goblins.
Yeah, we had a narrative encounter with some Skaven, got a runner type things down there.
A warp fire thrower.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Who burned Guthrie to death.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And then we had the poet flung himself from the parapet and crashed to the street, so that was a little
Oh, that's right. I forgot dark. About that. That was good. Then we released a demon.
Yeah, we released a demon prince of Slaanesh. Yeah, good times.
The whole family was slaughtered.
And most of you guys were succumbed to some sort of temporary insanity and were left either passive or...
Still have the insanity.
Yeah. Or fogged in the brain and decided, let's just go get a drink.
Time to move on.
A very Warhammer ending, I thought.
Yeah. Well, we thought it was like a Coen Brothers ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then before we talk about Crimson Rain, which is the current one, the only other one we did was the... Tomb of the Lich Lord. We did like a dream sequence at one point with that one, where we went into an Egyptian tomb and started raiding the tomb and surviving its traps. That one was pretty fun, but that one we didn't get too far into that one. Maybe we'll revisit that in the future. Crimson Rain, which is our current one, we've run one session of that, and we're going to tailor the conclusion of that to be more of a finale for our campaign. So it's going to be inspired by some of the events from this point forward. Of how the book was written, but we're going to deviate from that pretty substantially at the same time. But does anybody want to kind of bring us up to speed? Because Helga was not part of that the first session of that adventure. Can you guys recap what's happened so far and what we know?
Go for it, Dave.
Yeah.
And if not, I can help.
Trying to think. I'll draw the blank.
Well, we found the flyer for the fantastic new city worth... Yeah. Many opportunities, and the streets paved with gold, and we went on up there and found it was half empty and half built, and
well planned,
all the regimented walls. Yeah, it was basically
a subdivision.
Yeah, that was pre-built. Subdivision of Warhammer world. And we had the big mercenary camp that was there. There was the
Greven Field Company.
Yeah, there was the older part of the town that was across the rope suspension bridge on a different rock outcrop. And
new fortress shoddily built.
Yep, with
built kind of for show for the inside.
And what appeared to be an insufficient rifle company there to protect the thing. And then we had a nice berserker raid from a bunch of Norskin-type Chaosy warriors that came rampaging in. There was a lot of us doing what we do.
You know, if I recall, though, there was a lot of it was a lot of fighting marauders, but it was also putting marauders down who were had already given up. It was a little bit of a boot stomping.
Yeah, I think there was
kind of a couple of them.
There was even a back alley stabbing that Grom wasn't a part of.
There was. Who was that? That was between you two. Between Baerdin and Thorin. I can't remember what Thorin. Thorin was kind of like, well, maybe we should do something. And you're like, ah!
Chaos dead.
I tried to rally the troops at the head of a Chaos Warrior that I took off a horse.
That's right, you did. The horse charged you. You took out the horse's legs.
That's right.
Collapsed down.
And then took his head when he fell to the ground.
We saw the fall of the Bright Mage who had turned himself into a dragon or
flying
something.
Flying around like a comet type thing and plummeted into the sea. Mm-hmm. And then we saw the leader of the Marauders make off with some spear thing that they took from the temple.
He threw it. He killed the dragon with it, right?
With the mage.
He threw it up
and then went off to go fetch it.
Right.
And
that's kind of where we ended.
And then, so then we ended with after he fetched the spear, him and his female compadre, and the survivors of the Marauders, basically left town and were heading out along the coast to the west. You guys ended the adventure with the town kind of coming together and taking stock of what had happened, rallying everybody, and deciding what to do next. And that's probably where we're going to pick up with our session.
All right.